HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. Because of my bike ride yesterday, I started this juice thing just to detox my body. Off to a bad start. Because I'm starving. It started about 2 hours ago. I don't know why. I got 3 days of this. Can't be hungry yet.
No more Fiber Ones?
No, I'm not eating Fiber Ones right now. No.
It's cleansing.
No food. Got to get this out.
Did you say no food for three? Oh, just drink those shakes.
Juices. It's juice. Yeah, it's juicers. It's good. I can do it. But usually it takes me like the first day. You're like, ooh, I could go for something. The second day, you're fine. Third day, you start.
That first day is rough.
Yeah, you start looking forward to eating. The third.
So you just have water come out of your butt?
I don't know. No, I'm not talking to you.
No. You asked the same thing the last time.
Yeah. He is fascinated with my anus. Every time I've said anything about what I eat, it's like, can I see your butt, please? Working?
There are 3 days of that.
Your butt works.
Is it there's cherry red?
Water in, water out.
There's
right?
Nothing solid going out of you.
So why would I poop it?
I don't know.
It's a drink. You know how body works.
So you
works,
don't poop
right?
For 3 days?
Yeah, you poop, but it's like.
Water.
You got 28 feet.
No. This guy.
It's all water.
Yeah, you're getting rid of stuff in your body. So it gets, it just kind of clears the system. But I don't have I'm not doing a poop cleanse because I feel fine about that. I'm doing one more. I'm just kind of getting all the toxic nonsense from the innards out.
Are you drinking a Diet Coke?
I will poop. Yeah, I can have one a day. That's it. That's my one. And that's why I'm saying we're off to a bad start. My one a day, I just cracked at 7. Yeah, the rest of it is, I got the other one in the fridge. My next meal, I'm supposed to wait until 9. I'm going to hit that hard in about 20 minutes. Bad start to the cleanse. Bad start, but it works, man. You feel great when it's over. It's like this is, you give your body like all sorts of delicious stuff. You feel great after. Imagine. And usually most people at the end will go get like a big old pile of Mexican food or two pizzas or head over to the Porkopolis and just mash barbecue. Yeah, you celebrate that you made it through your 3 days and you start it all over.
I want to try this. How much is good. The juice?
A couple $100. The one I'm doing. It's good stuff. And you get 6 drinks a day. And that's about it. Water. A lot of water.
But you're already hungry, huh?
I'm starving. I would eat paper in front of me. And normally it takes about, I don't know, a day. The first day, you're like, ooh, I'm not going to be able to. It's just on your brain. I'm not going to be able to eat for a minute. But I literally am, like, hungry right now. I'll make it.
Have you quit before?
No, I've never quit. Every time I start it, I finish it. I will not quit it. I get a little, like, that last. The one thing I did do once was I drank my last one. You're supposed to wait till the next day. And about 11 o'clock that night, I'm just like, I must eat. I had, like, half a pillow in my mouth. I just got up and hammered some stuff in the fridge real quick. I think we had some leftover chicken wings or something from 4 days old. They're old. They're probably going to get sick anyway.
Moldy.
Didn't care.
Let's test you. Let's get some pizza down here.
Go ahead.
Maybe Steak 44. Can they come by?
You'll be blown away. You'll be knocked out. Won't touch it.
Let's see if you can hang.
Doesn't bother me. That kind of stuff. No.
Steak 44?
I'm committed to what I'm up to here. Got to get through the 3 days. After yesterday's sweat festival and that bike ride, I'm like, no. Vegas did me wrong. I did some bad things there, and it's time to clear the system. I even said it on the way back Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I'm cleansing. Stayed up for 22 hours drinking pretty much, and it hurt.
That bike ride. Old, man.
No,
that's what happens.
No, that's 22. Anybody does that. You're not going to feel too good. And then I got up the next day and started over. And I wasn't drunk. It was steady drinking, just pouring poison in, one after another, after another, after another. And then, like, I feel great. And then yesterday, woke it up on that stupid bike ride, and I feel like I've been beaten up. It's tactical black drinking.
It takes more drinks in Vegas to get drunk because they don't really
load you up. A lot of them are watery, right.
Yeah. Pumping that extra oxygen.
Yeah. Well, at one time, I was drinking Jack and Diet Coke. And I had probably 20 or 30 of those.
Yeah, you're still there.
No,
like,
kidding. And I had a caffeine attack before I had a drunk problem. My heart started to race, and I'm like, something's really,
that's
really, really wrong.
It's mostly Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's almost all Diet Coke. And I'm like, pounding these Jack and Diets. Have another one. I'm not feeling anything.
That's when I went out with Ray, the boxing trainer. Red Bull and vodka. I thought he was going to like lose it.
His heart's going to explode. Yeah, he gets going.
He's
on
shaking.
Those. Yeah, having a caffeine overdose here, Eric. It's not so bad.
I am not doing CPR on you.
No, don't worry about that. Just do it to myself. It's like I'll get a little cocaine, bump that out. Yeah, that guy.
I never
seen Red Bull
drink that much Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, but yeah, I gotta detox. Yeah, you can bring all the food you want in here. I'm not. I am hungry, but I am.
All right, let's load it up.
Go ahead. Hey, Steak 44, you want to bring us a whole bunch of steaks down here? Go ahead. We got willing people. Pizza? You want some pizza?
Yeah.
Bring it on down. Brady, you want to cater?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Bring down a bunch of food. Have at it.
We'll just line it up in the studio here.
Won't bug me at all.
The smell. Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Strong.
Guaranteed.
Strong, like an
guaranteed. Ox. Now, it'll be Thursday evening after I take that last almond milk and I'm staring into the next morning of food. You do that then, and I might dabble. I'm really good at this. These cleanses are fun. Plus, I kind of like to feel good. It does. After you make yourself feel like garbage, it does feel good to reset. And whether it's mental or whatever, you do at the end of it feel human again. Highly recommend it. I go to JubiTrue, Eric, if you're interested in that. But there are plenty of good ones. JubiTrue. Plenty of good. Nectar.
Nectar's where I go.
Nectar's a good one.
What? Yeah. What kinds are we talking about here? Like
my first drink this morning is green.
That
and then later I have an orange one. And then later kind of a black one.
That's can I lemonade. Just get all
that's the lemonade. And
can I just get all orange? Because
nope.
That sounds
nope.
Fine.
You've got to be a system. It's a system to keep it so your
body. And there's an order.
Yeah. So your body gets all
green, orange, black.
Yeah. It's the nutrients in each one is built to keep you going from one to one. Otherwise, you just overload on one.
They're good?
Yeah, actually really good. The first one tastes like a blended celery.
Oh.
And the next one is turmeric. See, I love celery, so I don't bother. Next one's turmeric. That one's a little spicy almost. And then the lemonade is really, really sweet, but it's good. You'd like that. Close it out with another one of those turmerics, and then you have an almond milk. It almost tastes like a chocolate cake at the end of the day, and it is ridiculous because you're at that point just dying. Brady's asleep. He hates this conversation.
Why would you ever stop eating?
When does the water come out of your butt?
It doesn't, because I'm not dying. I don't have a disease.
Like the Bellagio, Eric.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
Are you like the fountain?
Yeah. I just put my ass in the air like a Monty Python sketch.
Can I watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah. And I'll fill your cup from 15 feet away. It's a nice rainbow of water. It's not what happens. But you are awfully fascinated with it. So give it a try and tell us how you do.
Well, that's what I always heard when you do those cleanses. You got to run to the
depends
bathroom.
Depends on what kind of cleanse you do. Again, if you're cleansing to poop, if you're trying to clean your colon, a colon cleanse.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, then you're going to crap like
that's
crazy.
Radical.
It's designed to do it. It's almost laxative.
You've done that one, Toledo?
I've done that.
The colon cleanse?
On purpose?
Cleanse?
Yeah, don't you remember? We did it a long time ago. I did one with Landon Wilson from the Coyotes. He and I decided to do one. Then we had that doctor.
Oh, that was because of the poop that you
wanted
to lay
doctor,
on your driveway.
Pooper, whatever his name
what,
is.
What?
There was a guy who used to claim that
you set up the interview.
Yeah, he could give you. He could give
five
you
footers,
5 foot poops.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, that's right.
It's like you got to lay them across.
Did
the
you
driveway.
Do it, Brady?
There's some long ones. Never a five.
Yeah, I was on that one too with you guys, and I was like, this is no different than what I normally do.
You definitely it clear you out.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had a problem with that. When I pinch, the cigar cutter pinches. I have to move my balls out of the way. Or it'll lean on them. That's how big mine get. That's the big thing I get to brag about with my body.
I just remember people posted pictures on the guy's website.
Oh. On their driveways
on their
and stuff.
Driveway.
They go outside and lay cable in their driveway.
The driveway?
Yeah, they go,
it
look
works.
At that. It's 12 foot. The one guy was like an 8-footer. Look at that.
What do you do after?
Dr. Craps-a-Lot was right. Yeah, you scoop it.
God.
I don't know.
It's awful.
Yeah. You don't have a very big penis. You should see the logs that come out of me.
How would you like to be that neighbor?
Yeah, no. Well,
look over. What the?
James is outside doing something. Some sort of duck walk. And I see. He's just dropping some chalk. He must be doing something to his driveway new. Putting a basketball court in. I can't quite tell what's. Honey, come look at this.
No, that's true. He's taking his driveway.
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, I'm going to get him arrested for that. I did a colon cleanse, guys. Look at this thing.
Check it out.
Eight feet of cable. 8-footer.
Thanks, Dr. Pooper.
That guy is inevitably in jail or something for some chemical he was selling illegally over the internet that we all took.
You're selling your house. That's what the neighbor's doing.
But that one wasn't a
buyer's coming over.
No, please. What's going on
what
over
is
there?
That? Hey! Curbing, laying some curb.
House is open.
Look what I did. I'm a big boy. He is a big boy.
Can't believe we did an open house today. Ugh.
If you're a real estate agent, you're quick on your feet. You'd be like, oh, that's one of the, remember those giant babies on Maury? They grow up. He has to poop outside because plumbing can't handle him.
I don't think that'll help sell the house.
But he's moving. He's
yeah,
moving
he's
out.
He's moving, yeah.
We've got a problem with that. World record holder. You get a lot of attention around here. But, yeah, it's gross. And I don't think that one was one where we couldn't eat. I think it was just a supplement that went in all the other stuff. We could still have food. But, man, oh, man.
My uncle would do a watermelon cleansing for 1 week. Mm. You just have nothing but watermelon because of the fiber in it and
right.
The same water and watermelon.
And sugar.
That's a lot of sugar, yeah.
That's a ton of sugar. He died of diabetes, correct?
Nope.
What did he die of?
He's still alive.
No kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him. How old is he?
130.
Yeah, 130, right. 135.
Pretty good.
Watermelon cleanse works.
That's all it is. Throw yourself up with sugar and water.
In his 70s.
That's not bad. Is it your dad's brother or your mom's brother?
My mom's sister's husband.
Oh, I see. And he just piled weeks' worth of watermelon into his body.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's excessive one way, but I'd like to see it. Now I'm curious what Eric's thinking. How fragrant was that poo? That had to be amazing. It smelled like a 4th of July picnic coming out of him. Mm.
Yeah, by week two, it's just pure red.
That's nice. It's not blood. Sometimes I just deuce red. I eat nothing but watermelon. It's just good and good for you. My God, it looks like a sun-dried tomato came out of you.
Oh, I just had a horrible thought, but I'm not going to say it.
No. Go ahead.
No. Never mind. Go ahead, Brady, report it.
Racist. Were you going to say I didn't know Brady's aunt married a black guy? Because that's what I was going to say earlier, but I thought, was it appropriate?
Nope, he was Jewish.
Jewish and black? Sammy Davis
yeah,
Jr. is
yeah,
your uncle? Oh, my God.
Good times.
So he was a Jewish guy just chugging watermelon like crazy.
I was imagining they could smell it from miles away.
I see what you're going to say. Yeah. I see. Well, he wasn't pooping on his lawn. Oh, black people were on his lawn. I see what you're saying. Like it was a beacon. You're horrible. I still don't know how that got to be racist.
I don't know either.
How that food ended up being. That's racist. I'm like, do you like it? Yes. Well, then what's the big deal? Me too. It's delicious.
Big dongs like watermelon?
Yeah,
I mean, you get all the good
that's
stuff.
That's easy. That's the good racism.
Yeah.
Don't you say I have a huge dick and love watermelon. I'm like, God, I would pay someone to say that about me. I would give like a weekly stipend to go, did you get to the news and tell them about my dong and the watermelon habit? Yes, good, good, good. This is all going well.
Guys, I like this new challenging things you guys are putting up. So how about this? Let's put steak 44 in front of John and a bottle of Jameson in front of Eric.
See which one goes
first. Who's going to crack first?
Yeah. Who's got water butt first?
Jameson cleanse.
I'd be fine.
Jameson cleanse. Oh, you don't want that. They do that in
college,
Brady.
That's what I was on
Brady.
This weekend, I think.
They call that butt chugging.
Yeah,
challenge.
I think... I was kind of on a vodka. I was on a Tito's cleanse this weekend, and let me tell you, that does not bode well for the third day.
It's fun while you're in it, though.
Oh, well, you're having it. You're having a blast. And you climb on a bike with the Avengers, and you start riding around the mountains, and you realize that you're worthless.
I can't do
oh,
this.
Oh, I couldn't budge yesterday. It was terrible. I did have to quit that, that top of that hill. I'm like, I'm going home. I'm
I bet one
out.
Of them was like Captain America, too.
Oh, Ben Caro.
You could do it. Come on.
There, he's so damn
fast. Is he a superhero?
He's fast. He's just so damn fast. He's a good rider. Everybody's riding
around. Don't give up, John.
I was giving up. I did give up.
Is Ben supportive like that? I can see it.
Well, the worst moment was like we got to the peak of where I was dying. And I'm breathing all right. I just, my body was shutting down. And I was out of water. I'd sucked it all down in the first 45 minutes. And I looked at him and I'm like, top of this hill here. I'm going to head down and go back the other way while you guys go towards... All right, we get to the bottom of the thing, and I realize that the best way back for me is go with them some more. So we all said goodbye, and then I just rode slowly behind them and watched them disappear into the horizon, which I was doing all day anyway. It was bad. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And Hooters has...
My sheet.
You what happened?
Somebody keeps throwing away my sheet.
Nah, stop throwing away a sheet. Hooters is available all over the city. You have a favorite Hooters? Go to it. They've got all sorts of deals, including, I believe this is the queso and chips thing with a Michelob Ultra or a Sam for under $10. You get yourself all sorts of loaded up there. Great happy hour specials and just a happy place to be. Head to Hooters now and then say thank you for bringing us the Brady Report. Brady Report, it's...
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Happy National Teacher Appreciation Day.
That's right. Appreciate your teachers.
Just today.
That's it.
Yep,
after
they get
that,
one day.
That's it.
I tell Lisa that every year. I'm like, this is your day.
This is it.
Knock
Did you
it
get
out.
Her anything?
Not yet.
Oh, you have to?
Sure.
Does she get upset if you don't?
No.
You should.
Get her a house, Joan.
Oh, that's right. Well, she kind of got you a house, too.
kind of paid off on both.
Yeah, without her, I don't know.
Yeah, your credit, you didn't get her a house.
I qualified.
You should have just said, I live in a house.
Not on my own.
No, you're not going to qualify with a 420.
Couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. Before Louis Farrakhan became the head of the Nation of Islam, he was a pretty successful calypso singer. What? He went by the Charmer, or Calypso Gene. Recorded several albums.
Before he turned into a lunatic leader.
Humans aren't at the top of the food chain. We're actually kind of low because we eat both meat and plants. Our place is roughly the same as pigs and anchovies. We're way below tigers, crocodiles, and boa constrictors.
That makes sense. Did you think you were top of the food chain?
No, but... I've heard that said before about humans.
Well,
we're top of the food chain because we're...
Well, because we're smarter, but if we took away all the weapons, we would probably just...
Yeah, it'd be a lot more, a lot dicier.
And when you look at it just from the abilities we're given, if you can't shoot a lion, you're going to lose that fight.
Yeah, bow and arrow against a lion, I don't know.
Anything. Yeah. Rocks, whatever you want to do. Yeah. Just brawn.
Hammer.
Smarts, trying to be faster, but...
You may win, but you'll die from the injuries.
The reason our brains are like, pick up a stick and hit it with it, because you got no weapons here, flat tooth.
There's a condition called Cotard syndrome.
Hold on. Toledo just found Louis Farrakhan singing.
Man uglier than you, from a logical point of view. Always marry a woman uglier than you. A pretty woman make her husband look small, and very often cause his downfall. Soon as she married there and then she started.
Pretty good.
To do the things
all they do in Calypso music is tell you that ugly women are the way to go.
She's calling somebody.
They
really?
One's called Ugly Woman. And then Harry Belafonte, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. They never sing about how beautiful a woman is.
Right.
If she's beautiful, she's trouble.
Simple description. Brown skinned girl.
Well,
brown skinned girl, stay home and mind, baby. Brown skinned girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Stay home and mind what? I like the word mind. But didn't Louis Farrakhan join the... He was in what the hell is it? The Nation of Islam, right?
Yeah.
And don't they believe that women will distract and ruin you? Like, wasn't that his big platform? Like a lady, like he always used to tell that to a Muhammad Ali. Like, a woman will wreck you. It's terrible, but that's all they sang. He sang about it. He's consistent.
But boy, do they love him.
Well, sure.
Ali did all right.
Ali crushed a ton.
There's a condition called Cotard syndrome that makes people believe they're dead and are walking around as a corpse.
I believe that about Richard.
I don't believe I'm dead. You might believe I'm dead.
Toledo. He's already necrotizing. Look at his elbow.
Apparently, the job with the biggest salary increase in the past year is bartender. Their average salary jumped 9.6% in the past year.
Is that because states are no longer allowed to pay them a dollar an hour?
Yeah, but
like they changed that here.
The bartenders used to get a little bit more than minimum wage, but if minimum wage went past...
No, you never got minimum... Here,
I
never
did.
Got...
I
got
I did.
$2.11
I got
here.
$7 an hour for bartending.
Man.
And everybody had to tip me out at the end of the night.
Cha-ching, Chavez.
Yeah, no kid. It was $2.12 for waitresses, and it started at 5:30 and then jumped up to 7-something for the good one.
Some other jobs that saw jumps in the past year are bank tellers, truck drivers, cashiers, security officers, web developers.
Bank teller seems to be coming back around. Like, people want to go inside the bank more.
Because they changed them.
What do you mean?
Well, they have those little pods. They don't have, like, a thing anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You walk in, and you're like, where do I go?
That's right.
Like, you need people to say, like, what is this? Like, everything's aimed in different directions.
But that's not a teller, is it? That's just a directional person.
No. Like, the banks, like, they have, like, little pods. Nobody's sitting at a desk or, like, there's no
I know.
Wall.
There's that podium thing.
It's kind of all over the place. And, like, I don't know what to do.
How can we help you today?
Where do I go? I hate being – they do that at the T-Mobile and stuff. When you walk in, and the guy's like, hi, can I help you? Phone. All right. One of our representatives will be with you in a minute. And then they put you on this couch. And I don't know where the representatives come from. There's those pods all over the place. Everybody just kind of looks like a customer. And then suddenly somebody's talking to you. I like the old-fashioned way. There was a desk in the back. You paid at that desk, like what Apple did. I still can't go in an Apple store. I hate the system. The old way wasn't bad, where you walked up and you paid at the counter and people just normally handled you, not wandering around this weird setup of 4,000 different types of helpers trying to get you one iPad you're not allowed to touch.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
It's awful. They think it's a better way. The old general store was the best way.
I bought AirPods the other day for my wife, and I'm like looking around. I'm standing by them, and everybody's helping somebody. And then you see a guy. You make eye contact.
Uh-oh.
And they're across the room, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he looks at you, and you kind of.
To go.
It's like, it's on.
It's on.
We're going to do this.
It's
and
not
then
my department.
On his way towards me, somebody else grabs him.
Intercepted.
Son of a bitch.
I went and got somebody because they had the iPads, and I went over and I said, hey, I'm ready to get one of these. I know exactly which one I want. All right, do you want the seven? It's this one right there. I can't touch it because you got a rope around it. Right that. See my finger? It's within an inch of the one I actually want. All right. Well, I'm not actually authorized to touch anything on this wall.
Well, I just hang out here.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you talking to me about this then? And I'm like, all right. And then he went and got two other people, and they all stood there and waited for somebody who could unlock the thing.
It's all in the back, man.
Everything is. I'm like, but now they're wide open, so they have listened a little. How do I pay for this? Well, we can do it right here, or you can do it at the desk.
I like that part of it.
I don't mind it.
The paying right there is pretty neat.
But the guy leaves and comes back. I'm like, I could have just walked over there.
According to a new survey, 4.4% of Americans wear the same pair of underwear for 4 days or more before they change them.
Oh.
9% wear the same pair for 2 or 3 days. That means almost 13.5%
underwear
of people, roughly 1 out of 7, don't change their underwear daily.
It's daily.
Yeah.
It has to be daily.
Yeah, it's daily.
Especially here.
It's daily. I don't care where you live.
Yeah. Here, it's sometimes daily. It's twice a day.
Yeah, oh, yeah absolutely. Yeah,
I just get rid of it. But my God. You got your Grundies crawling up your crack and you're like, these are good for tomorrow.
The survey also found that a little over 6% of the people don't brush their teeth every day. This is the one that always gets
pigs.
Me. Almost 4% change their sheets on their beds less than 4 times a year.
I'll never get that.
They're changing those sheets, and they must weigh 5 pounds because of the skin.
Just throw them out and get new sheets and let those live for 6 to 8 months. That is so gross.
Last week, a 58-year-old woman named Jennifer Hernandez went to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, every day for 3 days straight. She kept telling them that she was there to see a recruiter, but it didn't seem to be true. Finally, on the third day, she asked one specific person in the CIA. She asked to see one specific person in the CIA, Agent Penis. When the officers in the front of the complex wouldn't let her go meet Agent Penis. She told them, do you really think I'm going to leave? They said, yes. Yes, you are going to leave.
Yeah.
She was arrested for trespassing. And boy, is the CIA going to owe her big time, a big apology if it turns out there is an Agent Penis that was recruiting
someone. How did she get in that close?
Like, there's a gate to drive through
the
gate.
You would think after day three, they're like, but I guess.
Who keeps letting her in? Assume. They don't have an agent penis. They should have faked
it. We haven't
heard
back yet.
They should have faked it. How you doing? I'm Agent Penis. What can I do for you today?
Oh, I didn't know that this joke has gone south on me. I apologize.
It's Bart Simpson when he called the bar. And he goes, I'm calling for a man, last name Jazz, first name is Hugh. And Mo.
Looking for a Hugh Jazz? Have I got a Hugh Jazz?
And then the guy goes, I'm Hugh Jazz. And he walks over and he goes, hello? And Bart says, man, this joke has backfired on me. I think we just walk away, friends. They hang up. Guy who's actually there. Mr. Penis. I don't know. Would you change your name?
Oh, yeah.
If you were John Penis or Brady Penis.
Absolutely.
About age 14.
I'd change it to Dong.
Yeah, the proud heritage of penises. You're a penis like your father before you and his father before him. You're the last of the penises. I'm changing my name, Dad. High school is a nightmare.
That's why I don't get like people with names like that. What is it, that one tight end, Jake Butt or whatever?
Yeah, Jake Butt.
Like, you know you've been tortured your whole life. Wouldn't you at some point just say, all right, family, we're ending this.
And don't get cute and add a Z. That's worse. Yeah, Glasscock.
Oh, it was cut down. It was Butowski or something like that.
Well, yeah, but add the Butowski.
Then go back.
Yeah, what did you cut it for?
Yeah, you got to figure something else out for the kids of your in the future.
Yeah.
You can't make babies.
Because it starts at age 3 when your last name is Butt or Penis or Dick. I remember when I was a little kid.
Richard Best. He was a...
Dick Best?
Yeah, that's on the Army uniform. It's reversed around. So it's
Best Dick.
Yep.
My dad had a friend named Davy Dick. And as kids, we couldn't go in Davy Dick's house because my dad would visit him when we go back to Pennsylvania and stuff. And Davy Dick would be there. We'd have to sit in the back because we'd laugh the entire time. We're in the Dick house.
Well, Bunny's friend, Dickie Dick.
Yeah, Dickie Dick. You have a Dickie Dick.
It's ridiculous.
We're going over to the Dicks. You kids behave. I don't know what's so damn funny over there. That Dick's been my friend for a long time. Now, when we enter the Dick house, no more giggling. What's so damn funny?
There's a 28-year-old guy in Clearwater, Florida. His real name is Corey Feldman. Early on Monday morning, he stole his friend's Mercedes from a gas station, sped off, and wound up crashing into a BMW. Both of the people in the BMW were injured and needed to be hospitalized. Corey Feldman was also taken to the hospital with some injuries. He was charged with grand theft auto, DUI, with serious bodily injury, driving with a suspended license. Does not look like anything.
He's the normal dude.
This UK grocery chain, Marks and Spencer, is catching some heat because this week is a celebration of Pride festivities in the UK, and they decided to put out their LGBT sandwich for this week.
Lettuce?
Guacamole, bacon, and tomato.
Ah, there you go.
Kind of a colorful packaging as well.
Rainbows?
Yep.
Who did this?
Spencer, Marks and Spencer. And the Pride community is not
like... They don't like it.
Shame on the good folks over at Marks and Spencer.
You can't...
Turning our culture and identity into a sandwich.
You turn your culture and identity into a sandwich every Friday. That's the goal. Lettuce, guacamole, bacon, and tomato. That's hilarious. Man, those gays get mad at
proceeds
everything.
From every sandwich purchase goes
to gays.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Here, gays, spend this wisely on decorating. You got to lighten up a little bit there. That's just a funny idea. And if it should be for the gays, like gays should eat their LGBT sandwiches. Why is that bad? You've turned, because their lifestyle can't be teased at
it
all?
It goes to the Le Design House, which is the orphan gay decorators.
They're kids who identify as homosexual early on but have no parents. They're orphaned, But my God.
The house is amazing.
The swatches. Just the book of swatches. Look at this. One after, oh my God, what is that, a Burberry print? These orphan babies are amazing. How dare we make sandwiches about
them? Let's examine that sentence one more time.
These orphan gays?
These orphan gays are amazing.
They are. I would like to be your daddy. Not like that. Calm down, orphan gay baby.
Why? Why?
Oh, my God.
Even cries gay.
What a sense of flair he
my
has.
My God,
at
he's so dramatic. Why didn't his parents love him? Oh, right.
Amanda Webb from Shaler, Pennsylvania, is 39 years old, and she was going to try to break the world record for fastest marathon time by a woman dressed as an ethnic food entree.
What was the old record?
4 hours, just under 4 hours.
Okay.
Amanda ran the Pittsburgh Marathon on Sunday dressed as a pierogi.
This is so stupid.
Is it?
Yes.
In Pittsburgh? You want to get a man dressed like a pierogi. Those dudes love him.
She finished at 4 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, she didn't do it, so it was a waste of time.
Still wide open, ladies.
The record stands. And what was the lady before dressed as?
I didn't.
Because that's very important.
Yeah.
Dependent upon that, the weight of the costume. Pierogi's pretty cumbersome. Is it cheese and potato pierogi or just potato?
There's a picture of her.
It's always cheese and potato, isn't it?
Well, you don't have to have the cheese.
It was pretty good costume for what I saw.
Maybe. Sometimes they stuff onions in them. Ugh.
Potatoes and onions.
Yeah, I just like the straight potato. Sometimes
potato
the cheese.
The
cheese is good, too. Pierogies are pretty good. A woman dressed as one. No, you can't run a marathon in that. Expect to break any records.
Bag.
She's wearing a sack.
It's got a nice little fold on the side, like the crimped pierogi.
Mm-hmm. Ah, darn it. Well, maybe she'll try again next time.
Not very aerodynamic.
No, it doesn't look like you're going to. She could have cut 10 minutes off that time had she dressed as, you know, something better like a kielbasa.
There's a new viral video challenge.
Where shit doesn't look like a pierogi.
That's a sheet.
She just looks like a Klansman running a marathon.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's grandma's Klan outfit with the mask up.
Everybody around her's
at least have some foam.
Look at this.
What's foam?
You know, for the costume to make it.
Huh? Oh, I saw you're making it more pierogious.
Okay. Yeah.
There I am stuck on the KKK look.
You're
one of them gay orphans trying to fix the pierogi outfit.
I'm with you on the, it's a little weak.
It's a Klan outfit.
Yeah, that's a
Klan. Pointy top of the pierogi.
There's a new viral video challenge where people are filling up their Crocs with shaving cream. Then jamming their feet in them.
Squeezing them out the cheese holes.
You
I wish they'd fill themselves
with
shaving cream
you,
and jam themselves into a wood chipper.
To buy some Crocs?
Croc people are the worst.
Do the video challenge?
No. There it is, if you're interested. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Challenge. What is going on out there?
I know what we could do.
Why is that a challenge?
Because you got a shoe made of Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And you got nothing to do with it other than make it a joke more than it already is. Please, people who own Crocs, leap off a two-story, at least a two-story building.
Leap.
Put your Crocs on and say, hey, you know, hey, Brady, just in, breaking news. If you wear Crocs, you can land on your feet jumping off of a two-story building. That's the truth. So it has to be two stories or higher. And if you just land feet first, your Crocs will land and you'll be fine. So everybody with Crocs, go jump off of a two-story building today.
They're all the same. All you need to see was one.
Yeah, that's it. This is not.
You cannot say that.
Huh?
People trust you to give them the
truth. That's true. It's true. You didn't know that? Read it.
It's not true.
Here, I'll write it down. Then you can read it. It'll be fact. Black and white.
Let Brady read it for the Brady Report.
Then. Yeah. Although the makers of shaving cream say, "Not go nuts.
Yeah, go crazy. Barbasol's all over this idea.
Yeah, they probably started it.
Yeah.
Them and Crocs got together. Right. They go, listen, you know our products are dying.
You know what we could do?
They're going to come out with just a specific brand. The shaving cream, the shaving croc.
With it would be like Play-Doh with certain shapes that come out of it.
I'm kind of convinced that that's what all these corporations are doing. They're just trying to figure out how to make something go viral. We had it here.
Yep. I think you're right.
Yeah, you should do need something to go viral.
There you go. This just in, Brady's getting news handed to him as we speak. What's that exactly, Brady?
Crocs keep you safe from at least a two-story fall.
That's right.
It looked like a Z.
Yeah, well.
Well, you had a trusted newsman read it. Yeah. Now it is true.
And now it's a fact.
Trusted.
Hopefully we'll be seeing the Crocs from Two-Story Challenge soon.
Again, Crocs keep you safe from at least a Z-story fall.
Yeah, that's right. You could have figured it out on your own.
I did. Yeah. It took me a while.
Your two looks like a Z?
It just was quick wrote it.
So Z-story fall was possible
That
to
makes
you.
Sense to your brain.
Yeah.
This could be a Z.
Thought maybe I missed
one of them Z-stories. I better
one,
stare at
not
it.
Two.
Make
no,
sure.
Three, four.
Could be a two.
One, Z, three.
I think it's a Z.
Niner.
That's plausible.
It's plausible that that is a Z story. That might be one of them hip new millennial ways of saying two. I'm going with it.
Let's do this.
Not only am I going to get it right, I'm going to tell you what I thought it was afterwards that makes this possible. Now.
It's one of those missing floors that they never had.
Yes.
It's those people that go, 12, 14. All right, three things. Number one, your mother hated you. B.
Right. And that's it. That's only two.
There's only two. And then 3A.
And finally, I'll put these under Wild America Bradio videos.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and these are your Wild America Bradio videos. The first one was at the Cincinnati Reds game yesterday. A swarm of bees invaded the field.
Boy, oh boy. Was your friend Tom Brenneman there?
You know what? I think so.
Text him and find out. I don't deal with bees.
There's the video board.
This just in, there are evidently a swarm of B backwards three backwards threes. I don't know what this letter means.
Those are E's, Tom.
All right. B-E-E's.
Everybody over
there. They're in the Z section.
Look at all the bees out there.
That's Derek Dietrich.
This jackass is running around with some sort of chemical he's going to spray.
He's not doing anything.
He was joking around.
They had that on the ready, though?
Who is that?
Derek Dietrich.
What is he?
That?
He's a player.
Reds player.
Right. Oh, Reds.
Who knows? Okay.
It delayed the game 18 minutes. Giants pitcher Pablo Sandoval became the first player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and pitch a scoreless inning.
Look at that. The camera is literally filled with bees.
Man.
Today's attendance, 3,405,000 people and bees.
That's the third bee.
That's bees? I would have run for my life.
Yeah, would you sit through a Reds game?
I wouldn't go, A, no. Right. B, now you've added bees.
I've been to that ballpark, yeah, no.
Yuck.
Eat some Skyline chili.
Oh, sorry, Brady, that's awful chili.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's all liquidy.
It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon? No way, really?
Oh, yeah, there's a little cinnamon in it.
I have always heard that it's actually bad. And then
Skyline?
It's just served
on Cincinnati thing you wouldn't understand.
People
I don't want to understand.
Well, Cincinnati's got an inferiority complex, so they scream out all the great things about their city. And
do you like
it? It's one of those things that you try and you're like, all right, this is.
But there's two chilies there, isn't there? Like a
Gold Star.
That's the
Gold
Skyline.
Star and Skyline. And there's only one chili, Brady. Skyline.
Scalini.
Gold Star is for poor mother. Kentucky people like Gold Star. Ew.
Are they both good?
No.
No.
Neither are good by standards of quality.
I would say you wouldn't be impressed with
it's
it.
It's like chili soup.
All it is. Really? You put the chili on spaghetti noodles and cheese, but then you put some oyster crackers on top of that. The little conies are pretty good. They got mini hot dogs, and then you put the chili in. Chili dog.
But if you don't like the chili, then
Cincinnati cuisine
all starts
is exactly what people eat out of garbage cans when they're homeless.
But the Natty decided to make it something to sell.
Hey, they got their thing. I like Philadelphia's it. I have it got once cheese steak.
Yeah, but those are good.
Chicago's got pizza.
Good. Cincinnati's like, well, we don't have anything, so let's take spaghetti and chili and mash them together and add cinnamon and bleh.
Cinnamon? That just doesn't sound bleh. Right.
Bleh.
The other Wild America radio video is one of the best snake handlers out there. If you get a chance to see the show.
He's good.
Where's this happening at?
I don't know. It
doesn't say.
It's a sparse crowd.
This is Mrs. Angimi's page. She does all sorts of terribly weird things. The 20-year-old kid thereabouts in great shape, handling about a 10-foot boa. He wraps it around his neck. To the amazement of tens of people.
Yeah, there's literally 20 people there, maybe, right?
Well, we don't see the other side. It may be a full horseshoe of folks.
We're supposed to cheer that he put the thing around his neck.
Okay,
The boa constrictor has constricted him.
Got the jugular.
Out cold. The music stays on. There's a passed out individual with a snake wrapped around his neck. Not one soul is doing a thing.
You know, I'm going Wild America because I see a babushka up in the crowd over there.
It looks Russian.
I like the little girl in the pink jacket in the front row. Yeah.
Is he dying? Let's mention that. That's your daughter.
Yeah.
What's happening, Daddy?
Sergey.
He's dead. And bam.
Yeah, they did not do. This is not how you handle somebody.
Here comes the slap. Oh, he slapped him right there.
Not how you handle somebody who's been through trauma. Nope. They are manhandling this body.
That's usually how you pick someone up in Assassin's Creed, though. Right. After you've killed him.
It looked like the graphics went
bad. Did he live?
Is he alive?
She doesn't say in her post.
Oh, boy. Probably not.
Not important.
That would be a not then.
Some news sources report death.
Others say presumed dead.
So he's dead.
We just laughed at a video where a guy.
Of course we did, because what we're laughing at is the people who paid 20 rubles to go watch a man die and didn't lift a finger when he did. Unless my ticket says, dude dies from snake.
Oh, no. She says, in her post, she says that she's gone to court and had to prove that it takes 2 to 5 whole minutes once somebody's passed out for somebody to for a person to strangle someone.
Right.
You have to finish the job. It takes 2 to 5 minutes. And she says the snake was only there for 40 seconds. So the news is just trying to sell you stories.
So just terrific brain damage.
Yes.
He's probably got just enough oxygen. Right?
And a boa could be stronger than men.
Oh, my God,
So it might be quicker for
cut
them.
The time down to a minute. Now, like he just barely made it.
Right. Maybe breaking his neck. That would be something I'd believe.
Or crushing his trachea.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I like that.
Yeah. John's going with
that. That guy is 100% dead. Hope he's in a mushroom suit next to Luke Perry.
Well, he didn't look good.
No. And I think what killed him was the horrible abuse he took from the two guys who drug him out of the ring. I mean, they just beat the tar out of that guy.
This is her page.
I'm Brady Bogan.
Oh, sorry.
Those are your wild world Brady videos.
Brady's got somewhere to go.
We got one more Brady over there.
Oh, all right. Hit it.
This could be a new contender for the worst national anthem.
Oh, here we
go. It took place at High Point, North Carolina. It's at a AAA.
Ooh, what's the team there, I wonder?
The Merman.
Thank God. The Churros. That's.
By the dawn's early light.
It's a TED Talk guy.
Right. Let me hear you, people. Please. The so bright beaming.
Steve Keim should have never accepted this job.
I'm head of security and karaoke.
The perilous fight.
All right, let's see if he finished strong.
We're so gallantly
he knows that part.
Dreaming, and the rockets.
Poor baseball players.
Oh my God! How many times a season do they hear?
Yeah, and then they got to hear this.
Oh, at least this is different.
Gave food through the night.
That my kind of anthem.
That our flag was still there.
Big finish.
Oh, say dost that star-spangled banner yet flame? For the land of the free.
Let's get it.
And the home of the brave.
All right, good
close. All right, let's play ball, geez.
And they clapped. How dare you? How dare you clap for that?
Don't clap.
That man should be arrested for treason immediately. Let me hear you, folks. If you're lost in the first two lines, just walk off the field.
Send out the bees.
Yeah.
Release the bees.
And now we're going to throw a hive of bees at that man for the traitorous way he performed our national anthem.
You got to cancel it in the minor leagues.
Yeah. All right, High Point fans, let's hear it for Arizona Cardinal General Manager Steve Keim. Great job, Steve.
You're disrespecting America.
He's in town because he took a wrong turn.
Yeah, I was driving there and I was trying to get to Kyler Merman's house. And I saw that the Merman had a game. I thought it was his family. Oh, say, can you please?
This is the off season. That could have been him.
Yeah.
I got a great opportunity to sing the national anthem. And as you all know, I am a very strong singer.
Callie so in the cheering him on.
Steve Keim and my friend Frank Gruden. We'll be performing it all around AAA ballparks, all over the nation and world. I think that guy can do it. Steve? I think you need to sing, Steve. Frank Rudin says I got to sing, so here we go. Oh, Boussey. Where's Carla Merman? Is Carla Merman here? I want to see him. He's so little. Hey, Carla Merman. Congratulations, you won the Cardinals Game of Thrones, just like the real show when the midget wins. I love Keim. I hope he's employed here forever. Deadspin did a story about him yesterday that was basically like, most general managers would have been fired three times by the time. It was just basically saying, what an interesting, I think the headline was like, what an interesting show Steve Keim is building in the desert.
He's got a good relationship with Bidwell.
Yeah, he's whatever's
him and
going
Mike
on.
Mike like to hang.
Whatever he's doing. And he just might have stumbled into decency again if Kyler Murray works, but I don't see it.
People, everybody loves their draft.
Everybody loves everybody's draft. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.